State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. This is a story of a dream on the verge of coming true, and of what comes after. It's a story of a young woman in Holland about to start her first semester of college. I first met Adriana Bernal about a year ago. She was just starting her senior year in high school. Her high school years started out rough, but she'd been trying to turn it around. She still wasn't sure how it would turn out, but the people around her all believed in her. People like her counselor, Mitch Veldkamp.
She has this self-will, something in her that's, you know, a little fire that started.
That little fire grew all last year as Bernal applied for college. And now, how have you been?
I am good.
It's been months since I'd talked to Adriana. We met at a coffee shop in downtown Holland, right across the street from Hope College. This is where Adriana will be starting school next week. Last time we talked, Hope wasn't even on her list, but she says in the back of her mind, it was her dream school. Adriana reminds me she's the daughter of a teen mom. When she was a kid, they bounced around a lot, trying to find a place to stay. One of the first places Adriana felt settled and home was near the Hope campus.
So I'd ride my bike up and down the streets and the sidewalks of Hope and just see all the Hope kids and think, hey, that could be me one day. And I would always just stare at them and dream that that's me next to them.
Adriana moved into a dorm at Hope over the summer. She says she got a great financial aid package, otherwise the private Christian school would not have been an option. But she still needed extra money for tuition, books, and rent. This summer, she worked two jobs to save up.
So I was working 12 hours a day. It was so tiring.
All summer long?
All summer, 12 hours a day, yep.
She was so busy, she barely had time to take care of herself.
I actually have a story, if you don't mind.
It's a story about how she ran low on food at her dorm one week and couldn't find the time to run out for groceries. She went a week eating nothing but sandwiches.
But I didn't tell anybody this. So one day I come home from my first job and I had to hurry up, get in the shower, get ready for my second job. And I hear somebody at the door while I'm in the shower. So I was really scared.
She called out. No response. She got out of the shower, called out again. She heard a noise, but no response.
So I had to go back in the bathroom, count to 10, and say, okay, I got this. And I walked out there with my fist up. And I saw a bunch of bags on the ground. And I was like, what is this?
It was groceries. Someone, she still doesn't know who, had brought her groceries.
I just grabbed a cup of milk and was like, yes. Because I haven't had a cup of milk in a week.
Adriana tells me even as she's about to start her college career here, she can feel like an outsider. Freak is the word she used. Because she was the child of a teen mom, because she grew up poor, because she's not here on campus just to hang out or have a good time like some other students. She has a mission. But she's also been made to feel welcome by the adults around her who believe in her and help her, and by the unnamed friends who brought her groceries. And next week, the dream she had when she was just a little kid on a bicycle will finally come true. Adriana knows that's just the beginning.
Right now, I'm just very happy with the spot I am in life. But I want to do more. There's always room for more.
With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.